Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Witchy Poo.
Witchy Poo, who?
Woohoo, Witchy Poo, how are you?
Oh, my clever elf. It's good to see you.
Oh, this one, funny enough, you know, there's nothing I love more than naming an episode.
Yeah, I know, that's true. You are branding,
nothing
girl.
Well, it's just entertainment.
I know.
That was Sookie shaking.
That was awesome.
Just so everybody knows. So today we have an insider's insight and that we're calling Knock Knock, but I wanted to share, because you always like to share. That's what I do.
I know. You always start the episode, and then you're like, and we're going to back up.
We're going to back up, and I'm going to tell you why we're going to back up. You know, I get a lot of questions, comments, feedback from people about keto, because it's now been, I think we're 16, 17 months into keto. And I just want to do just a quick share on the journey, because I think it's really valuable, because for me, it is very much of an Earth School lesson. Addiction has been a thing for me in my life, and food has certainly been the one that's been ongoing. And this has been the first time, and everybody knows I'm 52, first time in 52 years. My mother took me to Weight Watchers when I was in sixth grade. So you're 11 years old. So this is a long ass journey for me.
Wow.
And it's the first time that I've ever had such a span in my life where I don't deal with food, guilt, and grief.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's true freedom.
It is absolute, utter freedom.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much. It's not about how I look, because I'm not caught up in that. It's just not my thing. But all my clothes fit. You know, I can shop in any aisle in my closet. All my white t-shirts, they all fit. Because you know, people talk about like the food itself, or is it healthier, and all these kind of things. And the reality is that I have never felt, like you said, more free and more in charge and able to do so much more in my life ever. Mm-hmm. I've been thinner before, not a lot thinner, but I've been a little thinner before, but good God, you remember those days when I was like, you know, at the gym, like I was a freaking man.
Throwing tires.
Seriously, I was slipping tires. I was slipping tractor tires down a driveway and using a sledgehammer and all this crazy stuff, because that's the psychotic part of that illness of addiction.
It's not kind.
No.
It's not honoring or kind.
No, it was brutal. I was brutal to my body and my soul.
It's like being driven versus being drawn to something.
Oh, right.
The driven is like controlling over domination over, you know, heart-centered, I'm drawn to this.
Right. And it's one of those things, and we've talked about it before, which is that when we cross over, we take a lot of those things with us, like addictions. We don't take our money, mm-hmm. but we take our addiction. We don't take the good stuff. We take the bad stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But it is, it's one of those things that I look at, and it's such a longer view, right? Like becoming far more spiritual and really living it and not just talking it. Because I know a lot of people that talk it, right? Like the zealots talk it. A lot of the religious zealots talk it, but they don't live it. But when you actually live it, you start looking at your whole soul's journey and not just today, right? You balance all of that. And it's like, I don't want to carry this next go around, you know, next go around. I want a new set of things to deal with. This one got old in this lifetime. So I can't imagine how old it's going to feel if I have to do it again.
Good for you.
Right. So anyway, I just wanted to share that because, you know, I share keto things. I share, you know, different foods, different whatever. But I think this was probably the most powerful thing I could share with folks of my own journey of what was really the benefit and what was really, for me, the win.
I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I'm just delighted for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'll try to make up a knock-knock joke for keto, but I'm not quite sure. But I will say our friend, Allison Noel, sent me a text with a photograph of keto ice cream bars that she picked up at Costco. And because I don't live by a Costco, I haven't had them yet, but they look delightful. So if anybody in the 4-state area where I live knows where for me I can find them, I do want to go.
Okay.
So on that note, why don't we come back in just a second and we'll actually tell everybody why we are calling this episode Knock Knock.
Okay. We'll be right back.
All right.
This holiday at Metro by T-Mobile, the big 5G upgrade just got better because now Metro has the largest selection of free 5G phones in prepaid, like the Samsung Galaxy 5G. And Metro gives you one line of unlimited 5G data for just $25 a month with 5G included at no extra cost. So you'll be able to stream, snap, upload, and share the holiday cheer all season. Ring in the holidays with the big 5G upgrade from Metro. Get unlimited 5G and a brand new 5G phone when you switch and trade in. More choices on free 5G phones, more savings, and more 5G coverage at no extra cost. All with the power of the T-Mobile 5G network. That's how you get more for the holidays. Only at Metro. After 24 months, $25 price may increase. Limited time in store only. No tethering. Unlimited on network only. Required port from eligible carrier. If congested, data users greater than 35 gigabytes per month notice lower speeds, and Metro customers notice lower speeds versus T-Mobile due to deprioritization. Video at 480p. See store for details.
The holidays are coming, and it is time to start thinking about the perfect gift for the loved ones in your life. Sure, you could get them the latest electronic toy or even a great book series. What if you could give them the gift that keeps on giving for a lifetime? It is the gift of savings towards their higher education. With the DC College Savings Plan's U-Gift feature, friends and family can give a meaningful gift toward a child's future higher education expenses. U-Gift is free and easy to use. It allows friends and family the flexibility to decide when and how often they want to contribute towards their education. Share your unique U-Gift code with family and friends via email, phone, Facebook, or Twitter, and their gifts go straight into your DC College Savings Plan account. This holiday season, give them the gift that keeps on giving. Interested in finding out more information? Visit dccollegesavings.com and discover how you can give your child or grandchild the gift of education. Learn more at dccollegesavings.com. Subject to eligibility requirements, please read plan disclosure carefully before investing.
How can we create a more inclusive outdoor culture? This year, REI Co-op invites you to learn about and support the organizations doing the work to make the outdoors more welcoming for everyone. It's because of these organizations that REI Co-op founded the REI Cooperative Action Fund to give us more ways to directly support them and create a better future together. Organizations like Wild Diversity, who creates a sense of belonging outside for Black, Indigenous, people of color, and LGBTQ+ communities. The Center for Native American Youth, who is driven and led by young Native Americans to improve the health, safety, and overall well-being of their community across the country. Adaptive Adventures, who unlock freedom through mobility for those with physical disabilities. And the Children and Nature Network, who increases equitable access to green spaces so that more kids can thrive outside. Learn how you can be a part of creating a more inclusive outdoor culture at REI.com/opt-outside.
And welcome back to our post-keto broadcast. And now we're going to move on to why we call the episode Knock Knock.
It's a good thing I like the sound of my own damn voice. That's all I'm saying. Suzanne used to talk about a friend of ours who talked nonstop. And she's like, he's just circulating the air around his head. That is the only purpose for all that talking is circulating the air around his damn head.
My mama always said, oh, he just talks to hear himself rattle. That's what she
was. Okay, wait, before we go to Nani, I have to say one funny thing. Another funny thing. So I've started with this, you know, cybersecurity company. And so I get to pull out all my great stories that no one is here has heard. Right?
Nice.
So somebody, and anytime somebody says the word sympathy or feel sorry for, I go right to Margaret. And I go, want to know what my mama says?
I do.
About sympathy. And they look at me and they're like, what? And I said, she used to say, if you're looking for sympathy, you can find it between shit and syphilis in the dictionary because you're not getting it from me. So I got to pull that out today. It was very fun.
That's nice. Classic.
So Dina, Longobardo. I know there's got to be a better way. Longobardo. There's an O in there, and I just want to be able to pronounce it right. But Dina, if I'm not saying it right, I'm so sorry. So here's what Dina says to us. She says, "Hi there. It's been so long since I sent a message. Yes, it is, and it's been noted."
Nice.
She adds, "I have a question. Why do spirits knock on the walls?" Okay, that's what we call it, knock, knock. "I live on the 8th and top floor of my building. Been here 5 years. When we first moved in, the knocking was constant, almost always in threes, but relentless. Sometimes soft, sometimes crazy loud. After I found my spiritual path and realized how to tap into my gifts, the knocking eased up." Ta-da! That was me. Dina did not say ta-da. "Really nothing for 2 years," she adds, "but it's back. I know the spirits want attention, but what does the knocking do?" And then she adds to it, my gift, by the way, is psychic empath. And lately I'm being overwhelmed with super highs and super lows. Welcome to the club, sister. I'm not bipolar, LOL. I'm like, really? I might be. I know I need training and just don't know where to start. What classes do I focus on? I'll answer that. Brenda-rose.com. And she has spirit guide classes, amazing things that can very much help you along in this to understand your powers, your superpowers, your innate abilities, and meet your spirit guides.
And how to stay grounded.
And how to stay grounded, yeah. Tarot, the whole nine, folks. But anyway, we'll go back to the knock-knock joke. I mean, the knock-knock question. So why the knocking, Bren?
Well, spirits knock because they can.
Right? So here's the thing. If in spirit form, I've already said, I can't wait to party as a spirit. I'm going to go fuck with everybody. I'll be knocking shit over. I'll be moving pennies up doors like on Ghost. I'll be doing everything I can do just because I can.
Nice. And, you know, it does take some mastery. So if you've got a knocking ghost, you know, there's no slouch, some respect.
Yeah, no, for real.
For real. And so, you know, really, when you were reading that, one thing that came to mind, which she did not ask, was I was wondering if Dina perhaps has, you know, come off her meditation practice a little bit.
Ooh, Dina, you've been served by the witchy poo.
No, I was just wondering because you said, you know, that when you dove more, when you committed to a spiritual practice or found something that worked, I don't know what it was, but that it had stopped and then it was back. And so sometimes, you know, it could be our guides. It could be a loved one who's moved on. It could be a spirit that's attached to the, you know, 8th floor, you know, of where you are, the building itself where you're living. But anyhow, it's just a question I have.
It doesn't feel that way to me, by the way. Feels like it's one of hers. It doesn't feel like it's attached to the building to me. Just FYI.
I am not sure about that in this moment, but we'll see how it unfolds.
Yeah.
Because I think that it could be a multidimensional party on the other side of the wall.
Oh.
Is what I'd say.
Oh.
So it could be a coordinated effort. We'll see more about that. But so I would consider that, right? Because what a spiritual practice will do, depending on, you know, how it is for you, it will reinforce your field, your energy field. It'll keep your vibe high. It'll do things like that, which will perhaps take up more space for, you know, in your space and, you know, diminish their ability to sort of break that field.
Hmm.
If it's not an invited in spirit.
Well, let's talk about the threes, knocking in threes.
Well, three, of course, is traditionally meant as, you know, the Trinity, the Holy Trinity. So that's a very high frequency, which is nice to have, unless it means something else for her. I mean, I would not presume to override her experience with the number three.
Threes are interesting, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, three is like also, if you think about an atom, there's three components that we are aware of. We're not going to get into quantum yet, but it is the proton, neutron, electron. There's things that are threes. So threes is a really mm-hmm. fascinating number. And yes, the Holy Trinity. What about the number three when like in Tarot, like, is there a consistency on what maybe the three means?
Well, that would be pretty abstract from a knocking. It would be more likely even to represent just a sacred triangle, which is a symbol for transformation.
Oh, I like that.
So Yeah. But the other thing you could do is, you know, you could leave out a tarot deck when, you know, how when you fan out the cards all face down and see if in the morning one's pulled aside or flipped over or something, you know, you could, to see if you can discern messages, if that's something that you would like to do.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It is fun.
Do you do that very regularly?
I do not, because I have other means.
Well, I guess that's true.
But it is something that can, that I have invited other people to do, and it can be useful.
Will you invite me to do it?
No, because you know how to do it. You have other methods too. But you can, because it would be fun to play.
Right, no, it's up this to play. Like, it's,
but that would be, you would have to be comfortable inviting the spirits in, and I don't know that she is.
Well, I guess that's fair, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the, why do they knock on walls? She's asking, right.
Because she's asking, hey, it's sometimes it's annoying, sometimes it's really hard. And
well, here's what I would do. Because I think that you're right about meditation practice. I'd get my hands on some black tourmaline and I would line it up against that wall.
Nice.
It creates an exceptional, like a fortified shield from that other space.
Okay. So now I want you to get specific. So line it up against the wall. Would you put one in each corner, or would you put like six along the wall? Like, what would you do?
I think it depends upon the wall. So if there are windows or doors, I would try to put them on top of those ledges. I don't think everybody wants to come to my house, but if you are in the area, you should see how the black tourmaline is in our house. Like, I probably have it every 3 feet.
Good for you.
Yeah, I got a lot.
Well done.
So I would probably put on a standard, like a 12 by 12 room. Honestly, I'd probably put four pieces against, big ones, not little ones. Mm-hmm. You want some big ones, double terminated, and let them. And I would even probably, yeah, and I would even have some that are horizontal, some that are vertical is what I would do.
Okay. So again, I know I'm being nitpicky here, but if I don't know, is a little one like an inch? Is a little one 3 inches? Like, what's big? What's small?
Yeah, I would say a little is an inch. I'd say you need probably 2 to 3 inch size pieces to do that.
Nice.
Because that is for that consistency of what she's dealing with. To your point, it could be very portally, if that is indeed what mm-hmm. could be going on, that you need some power there. I would also probably take a few pretty long sticks of selenite, and I put those along the wall as well. And I think that's great. And there's still more methods to use. That usually takes care of a lot mm-hmm. because it has the barrier. Plus, if they come near, it also can zap them with the selenite.
Beautiful high frequency.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But we have that in our house too. I have selenite everywhere as well.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I have it. You know, so funny. Most people have like a doormat, like, you know, wipe your feet, da da da. I have a selenite wand. It's like, come here, bitch. Let me get that shit off of you before you walk into this space. Lift up your feet.
You can come in with many feet, but don't come in with a low vibe.
Right. That you can pick up with a vacuum cleaner, but your other crap, you leave it behind forever. So, like, I get it. Seriously, but top of the head. And that's the other thing I do if I were living in that space is not only have that up against the wall, I would also make sure that I would wand regularly, and then I would also take a salt bath.
Do you want to describe what wanding is?
Yeah.
How about when we come back? We'll be wand back.
Oh my goodness.
Come on. That was good.
That was good. That was good.
Bye. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Hennessy. Share a Hennessy VSOP and embrace new perspectives. Come as you are. Leave as more. More is made by the many. Hennessy VSOP. Never stop. Never settle. Purchase a bottle at HennessyVSOP.com. Please drink responsibly. Imported Cognac Hennessy. 40% alcohol by volume. 80 proof. Copyright 2021. Imported by Moët Hennessy USA Incorporated. New York, New York. Hennessy is a registered trademark.
The Committed Podcast is back for Season 7. Not to toot our own horn, but millions of listeners are waiting for the Committed Podcast to launch on November 17th. Are you one of them? I know that I say this every season, but this really might be our best season yet. Because here's the thing about marriage stories. You're never going to run out of them. Just when I think I may have found and reported the very best marriage and commitment stories in the world, I open my email or the DMs on my Instagram, and there's 100 more. Just waiting for me. So join me, your host, Joe Piazza, and all the listeners who are already committed to Committed. The world may seem dark and gray and the news may be miserable on most days, but we can promise you an hour of hope every single week. Listen to Committed on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, homies? It's your boy, Frankie Quinones. Check out my new podcast produced by Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. It's a variety show featuring all my characters, including the homie Creeper.
Oh, I've been good, homie, and all just representing in my Cholo Fit classes, trying to spread positivity how I do, homie.
Even my primo, Ruben.
Damn, carnal. You rammed at the Strawberry Festival? Scandalous, vato.
Nah, homie, she was thinking of somebody else, eh? The spicy Juanita Carmelita.
Oh, well, 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 look who's here. My primos, everybody, Creeper and Ruben.
My tío, the OG with all his wisdom and everything. And they started ramming. Right there, right on the battlefield, mijo.
Emo Primo.
So, yeah, that's Emo Primo's movie reviews. See you next week.
The homie Junior.
Hey, what's up, foos? I'm Junior Galaviz. And yeah, I'm a little homie and everything.
It's a good time for all the homies, so come kick it. And listen to the Frankie Quinones Show from Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's what's up right there.
And welcome back. So you are going to tell us how to wand.
Yes, I will. So here's how I do it. I start at the top of my head. I'm showing Brenda, just so everybody knows.
Yes, she's demoing for me.
So you top of your head and go all the way down the front and slowly, like this is not a race. Go all the way down, like down past my kneecaps, my ankles, my feet, and I lift each foot up. I get underneath each foot. I also do my arms, both sides, like palm up, palm down, fingers. Big one for me is back of the neck, but I start again at the head and go, like I get the top of my head twice. And then you want a long enough piece that you can actually reach, because the other part that gets spirits can get stabby with is in the back. So I always get my back and the base of my spine. Yes, people, base of your spine, always. In fact, if I had to pick one place to keep clear, I would keep that one in the top of my head and back of my neck is where I would like focus a lot on. Those are the most powerful, I think, energetic gateways that I feel I need to protect. And then I get the back of my knees, back of my legs, and I do my feet one more time. And then I go and get anything on the side, but it really is covering my body. Like, and I will actually take it and I will, it's like scrape around my neck, off front and back to make sure I keep all that clear too. So that's what I refer to wanding.
That's so great. That's so great. And will you do that with black tourmaline or selenite?
Selenite.
Okay.
Yeah. Black tourmaline, it's interesting. This is what I found, correct me, but I'm just going to tell you based on experience, my opinion of this is I find black tourmaline is really great at casting a bigger space than what the stone is itself. So mm-hmm. If you have a 3-inch yes. stone, it's going to cover a pretty good space. You have a 1-inch stone, it's going to still cover, but it's going to cover more than what a 1-inch stone, what 1-inch, right? Mm-hmm. So it casts like out. I mm-hmm. don't find selenite that does that. I find selenite to do a really great job when it's closer. Like I don't find it casting as much, but I don't know if I just haven't used it right. I don't know. So that's why I'm actually asking you. What you found.
My experiences, and it could be the specific tools I have. I do love to wand with selenite. I don't think I've ever wanded with a black tourmaline, but you spoke about both. So I wanted to be really clear for our listeners. And so for me, I do love, you know, sweeping, even in my healing practice, after I finish a session, I will wand with selenite. But in a way, I think of it like an energetic magnet. So I want to go slow enough so that anything that's not a high frequency will jump onto it. So it can attract like that, like a magnet sweeping that way. And I also find it can, because I have a couple swords, for a lack of a better word, or wands or swords, to direct it. So you can send it like a beam.
When it's cut like that, yes, you can.
Yeah, when it towards something. And so I find that very helpful. I know with my Athena's Magical Secrets group, my Athena sisters, I gifted them selenite swords and they all sleep with it next to their beds, which I love. I know. And like one thing, I sleep with it in my bed sometimes.
Oh, I love that. Good for them. I always have it handy. I do. I'm a huge fan. I keep it in my car.
A lot of people travel, you know, keep it in their handbag, right?
I think I have probably a good 2.5, 3-foot piece.
Nice.
You know, elves might be small in stature and short, chubby legs, but we go big.
Absolutely.
But I also say, big fan of, and I know I've said this many, many times. In fact, we have it in the store now, is a bath salt, but you can use any bath salt. Welcome to get ours. Oh, they're incredible. I mean, we use Young Living lavender and 100% natural straight from Peru Palo Santo oil. They're exquisite. Yeah. And really cute little wooden spoons that have vibes on the handle of it. So, I mean, if you like cute little shit, just get it for the cute spoon.
Yeah, it's nice. The spoon's awesome. What do you think about this? Okay, if they put the, you know, bath salt, a little bit of it in a bowl, and then took it and sprayed the space with the Palo Santo in it.
Would you get out of my head? Because do you know that I made a spray? The only thing I did is I took those ingredients and then I added a little bit of frankincense to it, frankincense oil, to when I traveled for spray. So yes, that's a brilliant idea.
Obviously, it was yours.
No, yes, it was. But yeah, but no, I'm glad you said it, because that is a great, great use for people, is to use that. And I would not use tap water.
Oh, you distilled.
I would use distilled water. Yeah, I would. You just don't know what's in that stuff, and you don't want to be spraying that stuff, right? So use some distilled water and put that into the, I think that's brilliant, to a spray bottle, and they can absolutely clear it. It's genius.
Yeah, especially in places where it's not convenient to sage. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, with the demand on sage right now, it's nice to just have alternatives in your back pocket.
Yeah, and there is a demand on sage, but I will also say that one of our listeners, who's become a very dear friend of mine, and her name is Shelley Ryder. And Shelley is incredible because she works in disaster relief for the government.
Oh, wow.
And so she's big-hearted. She's also Native American, and she lives mm-hmm. in Oklahoma, and she has actually found the proper sage for us that is from a reservation. It is for this purpose. They will let us buy it from them and resell. Like, it is. So we are working on finally getting sage. It's been a few years trying to find it.
I had no idea any of this was coming through. So that's,
it's really interesting that you brought it up, because it also made me remind you of it. So this is what happens. This is just an update for Brenda and I.
Everybody. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening. It's a little update. But she sent some, and it's interesting because it's not actually bundled. It's not dried and bundled. Girl, my wife went batshit crazy. She's so in love with this sage. And it is, it's pretty fresh, and it's a little sticky. It's still dry-ish, but it's a little sticky. Yeah. And it smells kind of lemony.
Lemon scent.
Oh, I'll send you some that she sent us.
Okay.
But anyway, so we are working on getting sage, you know, because it is something that is, you have to be careful about, right?
Yes.
We've all talked about ethics, you know, and that's really important to us. And would never do anything without permission, because, you know, we've talked about our miner friends in India, the ones who mine for the Meru.
Right.
And how they ask permission from the gods, they ask permission from the monks before they mine. And so that's really the position we're all trying to take with what we do, is permission based. And if anybody says no, I'm okay.
Yeah, of course.
Totally okay. Don't try talking anybody into it. But that's another thing to use, though, is your right sage. It is overused, but I think using the bottle is great. Using the black tourmaline, the selenite, all those things can really keep a space, not just protected, but really cleansed. And that's nice, because you're getting a bunch of other crap that could be coming in that you didn't even know you're fighting against.
Right. So, Dina, we hope that answers your question and gives you a number of tools to work with to keep your space quiet and serene as you like. You'll have to let us know, okay? Thanks so much, everybody. And remember, her school is hard.
Knock, knock. It's the other side. I love you, my witchy poo. Thanks for catching up with me, and I'm glad everybody ever heard it.
Bye, my elf. Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides, or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.